I don't have any specific question or topic. I think I understand the basic instructions pretty well, so I'm trying to practice to follow them. So the awareness is slowly getting better. But
when you know the mind?
Sometimes. I think sometimes. Thoughts, yeah. Sometimes.
Oh, what kind of mind do you know?
Well, thinking. That it is aware of, okay. Of the sensations.
Awareness also know, right?
I'm sorry?
Awareness also, you know awareness is present.
Sometimes, yeah.
Any mind? Other mind? Awareness? Thinking? Feeling also, right?
Feelings, yes.
Intention?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, no. Yeah, intention, if you're more longer and longer practice, you can should see the intention, every action, right? Mm. With the intention and action. Planning, what to do next, what to do, then intention come, right?
Yes.
Also.
Yeah, I also feel or am aware that there is some sort of dissatisfaction or even slight frustration, but some kind of wrong view, I believe.
Oh, you recognize because of wrong
yes,
view?
Yes, I think it's because of wrong view, but I'm not sure what's the reason why. So I'm just being aware of it. And
so such looking research. Research.
Research experiment.
Research, yeah. Research. Yeah, so maybe just to clarify this, right view, I think in one of your books you mentioned that that awareness is not, strong awareness is not something magical, or but it's strong, awareness is strong when attitude is right or the view is right. So then it also means that if we have weak awareness or there is almost no awareness, that the attitude is wrong, right? It's the attitude is not correct.
The
yoni,
the
bottom
man, yes.
Possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and yeah, is there...
The bottom man in Nianxin, yes, right. Right.
Is there any difference between right attitude and right view? As do you differentiate between these two, or it's the same thing?
Right
basically?
Attitude and right view are nyambaisanyam, no? Pure pobnala matura. Right thought, right view, right attitude.
They're both kinds of wisdom. Yeah, I don't know which. I'd have to think a little bit to tell you which is a subset of the other. But I think they one subsumes the other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And interest, interest is also part of right attitude or
which
right
one?
Interest.
Interest, yeah. Interest is also wisdom.
Also wisdom.
The curiosity, want to know.
Okay.
Want to understand, right?
Like yeah,
if you too much become craving, can happen also. Craving can involve.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yes, I had quite an experience this morning. It hasn't happened to me before. And it was after I had come here upstairs to the dining room and sitting there for my first strawberry tea. And then I... thought these magical words, where is the awareness? And at once it started to happen, so that I just was aware of my seeing and hearing and just my bodily sensations and my thoughts. I was nearly in the same time. And at the same time, I had such a nice feeling. It was happiness and joy. It was very light, but quite clear. And it stayed for quite a long time, I think 15, 20 minutes. And all the time I just was looking at what happens. So I was at first a little bit confused. And the question was, where is the I?
Yeah.
It wasn't there. And then maybe it was a loba or something that happened. It faded away. And I took a shower and went to the meditation hall and continued to meditate. And it came back. So that was what happened. But it's not all. Because after meditation, I went to my kuti, into the kuti. And I started to continue to reading the book of Awareness is Not Enough. And then I started from the page 75. And there was quite exact description of what I had experienced. And I have read this book already 1 year before, but I didn't understand this part of it at all. But now it was quite clear. And what more, it was that yesterday I thought that I'd like to ask Sayadaw about anatta. And this was a perfect description of this anatta experience. If I had asked it yesterday, I wouldn't have understood the answer.
Yeah, you wouldn't have understood what happened again. Tu wa di ni mana tak ku tu sam pi tu strawberry ti tau po tu mana ka ayo ma tu londra tu magic word me like de re tu wa tadi ya be ma le lu me like da yau tia chi wong ne win la tadi akolon ti re tu wa mi na o cha ra o ti ra ti ra akolon na bro twi ri yo ba ri yo ti ra o na bro ai chi ma pyo re sai won ta re sai tain ni mwe me le a myan shi ni re จีนี่ล่ะบ่เสกจีสึกจีเนี่ยบ่เออ 85 Now, Romania, to a dinner reporting, but to a memo, a shemiao.
Another
ballas, or to aiming on my mammy and dinner fit her baman to Timamo, the magusin at Natasra.
She needed a yala with the bawa, do look to Lola.
Yeah, he says once there's some momentum, he says that nature takes over.
I think I go out there, I'm a meal, mammy, like, do I do look to Lola.
At that time, you don't have to do anything yourself, you ask a question and it takes over.
I think remind level below.
Yeah, so some reminding is all that's necessary. Yeah, tuwa tu pien. Yeah.
I didn't have anything to do.
Yeah, tu ba ma lo siya ma lo.
The I was quite an outsider.
Yeah, eche ma ngai ya pia.
The bawa alo lo la ma anata sura the body ya po pio shen la le ma.
Yeah, it's only when you see nature doing its own thing that anata becomes so clear.
Anata sura nature, but nature sura cause and effect process.
Anata is nature.
Tu chao na tu jo na pia di le process pia.
That there's a process of cause and effect, and that's all that's going on. Yeah.
What was new to me, I described already 2 days, the day before yesterday,
mm-hmm.
how it usually goes. I have this.
How it usually?
Usually goes with me.
Yes.
I feel this nice feeling around here, yes. Stomach or solid plexus, how do you say it?
Right, abdomen.
And then it's quite strong, mm-hmm. It's a pleasure.
Yes.
It's quite different compared to what I have experienced today.
Yes.
It might, because it was all over my body.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It can be also spread over my body when it starts here, but it's quite different. Maybe it's some kind of this concentration or samadhi coming, this feeling.
Which one? The one you had?
Which I had.
This morning?
Which I had.
Previously. I think a feeling is just a feeling. You don't call it samadhi. Samadhi is a state of mind. It's not a feeling. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You are saying, Dine Pitello, Dine Mumme, who Pione Rally, Dine Rachema. Elia, who the bug, who the cocker to Piora to Kanzan, the Teato and Dinama to Kauna Kanzan, Mushida, Dabella Pintanet, and then Ashi, Dine Pitaha, what the Golong, ma, Pianida,
Pitito,
Pianan, who. Right. So probably what you felt today when you were in that natural awareness is also piti. Piti, because it's a suffusing, it has a suffusing quality. Yeah. So at that time, me is not meditating, nature is doing its own meditation. Yeah.
Yeah. Quite new experience to me. Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Very nice experience. Yeah.
And then I had one question about pride.
Mana jaumejan.
What is this? When I'm proud.
Vale.
what does it mean?
Mention that at the bow.
Sorry.
In meditation.
Yes.
To be proud.
They call mana, right? Pride or whatever. Mana is the quality of mind that compares one with another. So whether comparing in a favorable or an unfavorable way, it's both mana. Okay.
Practicing has been it hasn't been not very stable yet. There is a yesterday morning was I woke up early in the morning and mind was very calm and awareness was present and it was almost to the late afternoon and then somehow it disappear. Maybe I was there was some kind of tiredness, and after I take a short nap, and after that, mind was again very bored, not anymore interest to investigate, and I do some walking meditation and sitting meditation and went to sleep, and tomorrow morning I feel still quite tensed, and so I decided to try to watch some symbol object in the breakfast. I started to see how I eat. This some kind of eating meditation, because the craving is so obvious there. Mm. It's I'm very hungry in the morning, and it was quite interesting then to see how mind want to continue the pleasure of eating, and there is raisins in the morning, and it was funny. I noticed how I started to divide the raisins like that. I would like at least one to every spoon. I don't want it everything at once, because this I have in daily life. I have also tried to see the way I am eating. And it's interesting how strong the craving is there, like how mind wants to continue this how this pleasure of eating from it following another wanting or craving. For example, if I eat something salty, then I want eating something sweet. And after a meal, I'd like to go and listen to some good music, or go to lie to bed, or like to see some nice movie. Sometimes I think about sex, but it's like how craving.
Exactly.
Yes, and that's. Yeah, and but then I still after meal I feel still quite tensed, and body was quite rigid, and mind was still tense, and I decided that I remembered that Sayadaw has sometimes said that if you are very locked, it's better to stop meditating for a while and try to do something else for a little bit. So I hope I didn't break rules of retreat. I took my camera and went to the walking. I think I take some pictures from the environment. And it was very interesting experience. At the same time, when I took the camera and started to take photos, awareness was immediately there. And thinking came to very obvious. And I see how I evaluate and how I judge when I'm taking pictures, and how I, when I'm taking pictures, I can hear how I tell to my friends what is in this picture, and this is the house of the. And then I try to examine why I take this picture and what I feel when I take this picture, why I want to take these photos. And but anyway, the awareness was again there, and it's also make mind happy and return back confidence to practicing. Yeah. Knowing the awareness is there, and it feels like again confident to us practicing. Yeah, maybe one question about thinking.
Yeah. It is different. Yes. Tu ga longer ne ya ka sa bra tu mane so so no re a thot de pin man ne eight de da ti thai ma kaung naw ni mane no re kaung de lo lo ne naw bro pin ni le a pin ne al al myo re phit ni de de a lo tu a thot ara a sin ma pye u phit ni de အဲ့တော့သူနောက်ပိုင်းသူစဉ်းစားမိတယ်တဲ့ဥစဉ်ကပြောတယ်အထဝရတင်းတယ်ဆိုရင်ဟိုအစင်မပြေဘူးဆိုရင်အမထုတ်နေတော့ရက်လိုက်စိတ်ကပြောင်းလိုက်ဆိုတော့အဲ့တော့သူကတရားဥပဒေတွေဖောက်ဖျက်လာတော့မသိဘူးတဲ့သူကင်မရာယူပြီးတော့သူသွားပြီးတော့ဓာတ်ပုံရိုက်မယ်လို့လုပ်တယ်ထွက်လဲထွက်အောင်ဓာတ်ပုံလည်းရိုက်မယ်လို့တတိယသူကသူဘာခဏနဲ့ဝင်နေတယ်တဲ့ဝင်ပြီးတော့သူဓာတ်ပုံတွေပါရိုက်တယ်သူ့အတွေးတွေလည်းတည်တယ်အတွေးတွေကဘလို့ရိုက်တင်နေဘလို့လောက်မလဲအကုန်လုံးတည်တယ်နောက်ပြီးတော့သူငယ်ချင်းတွေကိုဘလို့သူရှင်းပြမလဲဒါပါလဲပါလဲလဲပြောနေတာတည်တယ်အဲ့တော့အဲ့မှာစိတ်ကပြန်ပြောလာတယ်အားထုတ်မှုပုံမှာတတပြန်ဖြစ်လာ
တယ်ဘယ်တော့သူပြောဒီမနေ့ဒီနေ့မှာမနေ့စောထားအားထုတ်တယ
်နော်သူမနေ့စောစောနိုးတယ်ပေါ့နိုးတော့အချင်းကြတော့သူဒီတိုင်းအစင်းလေးပြော
တယ်မနေ့တိုင်းပဲ
right
စိတ်မှုမှန်သွားရင်တော့တတိယဝင်လာတာ
Yeah, so we just learn from practicing. Yeah, there'll be ups and downs, but we learn when the mind gets into the right mood.
When the shoot at the loo, say good, they say, Gina, and Luya, or Shabo, Babi, did I? Shallow me, Yahoo, so in a council, a sick young line, down with Lloyd and Nina Pion.
Yeah,
sick young line of man, why you say, oh, your babies went to the dear Pian Lalim.
In the first 2 days, you know, when if you're able to know your mind, he says you could investigate what's wrong, why is the mind like this and so on. But sometimes we do that and it doesn't work. And then, yeah, the best thing is to stop. Change the mind, you know, change the what the mind is doing. Give it a break. And then, you know, it helps to change the mood of the mind. Otherwise, like you said, the mind gets locked. And it just doesn't get out of that that groove. So it's good to... Yeah, otherwise it's like a losing gambler. Yeah, you keep hoping that you'll win the next one. But yeah, you're on a losing streak, yeah. And you can...
Yeah, try to ask it shortly. I told that in this retreat, I think I've been more aware when I have been when the mind has been stable about thinking that and about this that the thoughts are they are rising. These are not my thoughts. They pop up and then they go. And interesting to know and ask what is the difference between this. Maybe while I'm meditating, I can see the thoughts. And about when some kind of intentional thinking, for example, when I start to plan my journey back to home and I go to internet and I see the timetables and so on. What's the, is it different mind or is it different thinking? What is the question about the intentional thinking?
Intentionally and unintentionally thought. Right. Yeah, wait a minute. 通常啦，但是个，six，对的呀，他哩叫做 intentionally 做阿贴的对的，motivation
的酷酷叫对的，将来咯，six批咯对的，对的不？嗯，这个嘞，对的，阿罗的把话讲对的，把对的对，阿阿用那单单单的对的了不嘛呗？他哩叫做
motivation 对对起咯对的。Yeah,
he says they just both are thinking. One is intentional. You intend to think. You need to think. The other one is unintentional. Just the mind's habit when it contacts things is to think about them. You know, the perception goes to work, it interprets and stuff like that, and memories and so on. So, just... Every time there's contact between the mind and the object, then other minds will arise. Yeah, and then all this interpreting, judging, all that will happen.
သူစောစောကသူတော်တော်ကြာကြာလေးပြောပြတာသူကပြင်းတဲ့အခါမှာသူကစားတာကိုတတိထားဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ်သူကအိမ်မှာလဲစားတာလဲလုပ်ဘူးလေနောက်မှဖြစ်တယ်အဲအဲသူကအဲ့တော့အရန်စိတ်ဝင်စားတယ်နောက်ဆုံးသူဒီဘာလဲတပြက်သီးစီလေးတွေကိုလေမျှအောင်လို့တစုံတိုင်းမှာတစ်လုံးတစ်လုံးပေါအောင်လို့လုပ်တာတော့နောက်တော့အိမ်မှာလဲသူအဲ့လိုမျိုးကြည့်တယ်တဲ့အမုံတယ်စားတယ်နေရာမှာတော့အိုင်ဒီယာတွေရှိတယ်ဘယ်လိုစားမယ်ဘ
only who was ngana sapi a cho le sa jin na
sa ni de the ma wo wa lo ba ya a myai be wa de the ma wo yu de a chain ma wo yu de nian ma a ko lo ba pa
so I just remembered the whole eating, you know, being mindful when eating thing. So he was saying, I mean, you see quite a lot of detail in the type of greed and how the greed works. He says, you can also see how greed is involved in the whole process of eating. He says, in what you see, you know, and the planning, and also even in the chewing, there's greed. Even in swallowing.
Swallowing also grew.
So <that's>, yeah.
Yeah,
even when we take things, you know.
The whole body might lower got push load her. A column kinda gulugulum lower got.
Yeah, he says it's as though the whole body has used all his energy to concentrate into the greed. And he says the reason why there's so much greed when we eat is because all our life we eat with greed. We choose to eat what we like. So, yeah. Yeah, food is greed's object, almost fully. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
So, I have also big greed, and I have big greed about Sayadaw's information. And I always write, even in meditation, I write what he said, every sentence. And I discover big greed because I don't know if it's healthy greed.
So he says, when it's greed, it's never healthy. But greed wants things, but so does wisdom. So when wisdom thinks something, you know, you should remember this, or it's worth or valuable, and you want to, you know, like you write it down or something. So it's mixed, you know, greed and some wisdom. Yeah, like that.
So I would like to describe some process today. I woke up and I was not in good stage because I have some frozen feeling, trembling, and I have herpes zoster, which is painful. And normally I have a lack of energy, and normally I cannot meditate in this stage. And even this, I went to meditate.
Shandra says when you are sick, you should be more able to meditate.
Yeah,
should be opposite.
I will continue.
Yeah. Why did you say usually you cannot meditate in this state?
Because, yeah, this is what I discovered. This is my program. This is my program. The kidneys are too weak, and I cannot meditate because it will be more weak. And even this, I sit down and meditate. And I saw this program. I saw it. And it was in the same time both mental stages, fear, this habitual big fear about weak kidneys, and something appears really sadha, big sadha, and it was sadha as a stone, really solid, really solid. So I meditate. I was very thankful for this. For this sadha, and then and then I had again this insight anicca, because everything was going very quickly, and I was very present. I see everything. I was very happy, and I would like to hold this insight.
It was not possible. That's also anicca, he said.
So it's not stable yet, this
anicca.
Sierra says maybe if we do a very we have to do a very intensive like meditation, like maybe another style, maybe it is difficult to do that kind of intensive practice when you are sick. But he says this way of practice, he says, is almost like if you practice, you are recharging your battery. So if you are sick, it will make you feel better that you are mindful.
တရားဓမ္မနဲ့တရားမထုတ်တဲ့သူကနေမကောင်းတဲ့ခါတိတာလေဘာတိတယ်ဆိုတရားဓမ္မကအထဲကိုသူကဝင်သွားအပြုံစိတ်ဝင်သွားတော့စိတ်ကအဲ့တဲ့မဖြစ်တော့ဖက်စစ်ဖြစ်သွားဆိုအလိုလိုအထဲဝင်ပြီးတော့ဒါတွေကထင်ရှားနေနာလာကျင်နာတွေကထင်ရှားတော့သူ့ပြန်တိတယ်စိတ်ကပိုးပြီးငြိမ်သွားလို့ချင်းကန်ကျင်တာလည်းမရှိတော့ဘာမှလည်းအရေးမကြီးတော့အဲ့လိုသူ့စိတ်ကပိုးငြိမ်သွားတယ်တရားအမထုတ်တဲ့လူကြတော့
for a meditator versus a non-meditator, he says, usually when we don't meditate, he says when we get sick, we get frustrated because we cannot do the things that we usually do. We have not so much strength. We feel powerless and all this sort of frustration comes in. But he says when somebody can meditate, he says when they are sick, then they pay more attention to the inside. They pay more attention to the, you know, the sensations, the discomfort. Awareness is there. And they don't care that they cannot do more because they are still doing something. They are being aware. So they allow themselves to be that way. So it helps the mind to settle down and then it recharges the mind.
Nothing not important.
Nothing is important.
Nothing is not.
No, nothing is important.
Okay. Negative Bobby White. Nothing, yeah. Nothing is important. Don't care anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So the mind more settled down. Not active.
Yeah.
Passive. Yeah. So the mind become more calm.
Yeah.
If you are sick and if you are well, healthy, want to do this, want to do that, active. Yeah. The mind is so active.
Yeah.
If you're sick, for me, is nothing is important. Even interview come, I don't care. Like this.
Another thing I discover, because sometimes I use labeling on the beginning of meditation, and I saw how it's dangerous, the labeling, because it closed reality in one form, for example, anxiety or something like this. And it's the same with my profession. I don't use diagnosis because I work with this person how it is. And now I discovered that in meditation it was bigger progress if I don't think it's this and that. Yeah? And really I cut it on slim slides. And I was totally in present, and for example the anxiety I saw only as it is, no labeling, no think about anxiety, for example. Yeah.
So you're
labeling.
Labeling don't touch it. I mean, labeling ma ba ani ashi le so tu dari thami ra. Tu a nyango pay like that. The ke ashi time ma no. Tu a guma chau sei so in tu a chau sei lo tapma like bi. The ge la belo le ma chi ro. Tu along ma le tu alu be re tu a lureo. Tu lat pian tu a yoga ba la lo ma tap ma pe u re ba so lu o a shi tai ko sat san ma le re a ro di lo twi daw re tu ai sait the ma phit de upama chao sait so yin le chao sait ko zagalon o phe tha re
yes
phit de ha o
da psychology ni a ti de
tu a
relax so yin relax dei ba sin da ne relax phit do
a ro tu a baba li
a meaning o sin da ne tu khan da je ba la
yeah a ro tu a meaning o ma the ba ne phit de tai chi do
Psychology.
Yeah, he says you understand this because you are a psychotherapist. Yes.
Yeah.
He says because the mind is tricky, it understands the meaning of words. So when you use a word, it will
immediately
put that meaning or that feeling will come up. So it hides the reality. Yeah. It can hide the reality. Stamper, yes.
So, another thing, I cannot looking, I can only seeing. My explanation is this: seeing is inside, and looking is outside.
Yes,
and I cannot. For example, I was looking on.
No. Looking mind is inside.
Looking mind
happening is in the mind. Looking is pay attention. The mind activity.
Yeah.
Outside is object.
Yeah.
Outside is object, but the mind is looking. You can know the
outside,
mind.
Outside ko external object lo to moi ho. Object.
External object is a concept. People or flower or this is an external object.
Yeah.
Looking is in the mind.
Yeah, it's the process. Yeah,
pay attention.
Yeah.
Looking, listening, pay attention.
Yeah.
Function the same.
Yeah.
But all different, right?
Mind is still doing. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let me.
Yeah. And the question is, sometimes if I have very sharp awareness, the awareness turns to itself and it stays there. It's very quiet.
Yeah, some people feel like that. Some people feel like the awareness turns around and looks at itself. Some people feel like another awareness knows the awareness. It's basically the same nature, but how we visualize it is different.
Yeah. It's this stage is only being.
Right.
You can't create.
You
cannot make it happen. Okay. Yeah, it happens naturally or
that's
not.
That's why English called being aware, not doing aware.
Yeah, it's true. And the last question is: in Myanmar, in Piulvin, I discover Myanmar. Yeah, I discovered some vichikichha, some doubts, and today afternoon I saw these doubts. It's very, it's some very ugly quality, should say, very ugly.
Ugly quality.
And so I think I watch it with some aversion, and of course, and it increased and. It was bigger and bigger, and I cannot. My mind cannot move somewhere else. I put this question: what else the mind knows? And it was sound, it was touching, it was smelling, and so on. But the mind doesn't want to go there. It was like a vacuum cleaner, sucking. This and so I stopped the meditation. The mind cannot move. Yeah. So the question is, what to do in this? Because everything I tried, go a little bit back. Behind, look like this. Yeah. Hmm? Push myself to here.
But you had aversion to it, right?
Yes, I saw aversion. And I look on the aversion and it jumps between aversion and vichikichha.
Siyaro says, at that time, if you can, don't look at the doubt at all, only look at the aversion to the doubt. If you can. And only if there's no more aversion, then you can watch the doubt.
Yeah, and
okay.
If the aversion sucks me too?
Vacuum cleaner lo betu so twin ne de lo bet cha ayon chi chin chi lo myaw da bet di ha o bet sit ka yan swae ne de a lo ma chai ta o chi ma chai ta le a lo swae yin o de
ma swae attitude pyan la attitude ma ne lo tu swae khan la
oh he said you have to change your attitude there's some wrong attitude that is sucking you in
nature will like ma tu naw sou twa naw sou twa tu
Once you bring in the idea, this is nature, then it will, Okay.
Yesterday I felt very light and awareness was bright. And today I felt heavy and there was... It built it up, and it was like a defilement party, and I was dancing with it, and it was very exhausting. And I think it started like that. I had the feeling, when I had my first driving lessons, in a car, I was the gear, and then already a car passed by and I haven't seen it in the back mirror. And I had the feeling with the awareness, too many things were happening and too fast. And it was too much. And I think that all this defilement came up. And so I tried different kind of how is the right attitude to watch the mind? You know, with seeing, with seeing or hearing, it's different. I know that it's not looking, it's seeing. It's a different taste, flavor, yeah. And looking is, and I thought maybe there is also, if I use like a trance state, that will it help to
trance state?
You know that I'm not. Sometimes I have the feeling I'm too aware, you know, too tense.
How does this relate to what you said? This tension.
I do experiments how I can be, how I can watch the mind.
Today?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just repeat what you said.
Because that, you know, all this defilement or all, like I told you, like driving a car, you know, it's too many things and that's my state sometimes when I watch the mind, you know, and I'm asking and I'm experimenting, what is the right attitude, you know, to watch the mind?
Okay. And you said
this feeling of being too aware, that's also...
Sometimes, yes. Also or it's too fast, you know.
Right.
I see... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, many auto niara pop parere. Dine auto to lere. Number of the people kilitaria, miai bere, tua kilitane party lope, or tua kilitare like cabro, yampe mandalopitere. Pelo Gonzales or Casa Maui in it. Qua gia tobolo in caria bea piadavi, or qua ho. And now, Maneo, Chibroca, Lani Ratiama, Matide, who called him a lopo, who seca, Machuanchi, not a colonel, a colomatiro, Nanehua, a simapier, what? Eric, tu me go on. Seco tea, but the botan at the amalere, Tamatua pure, tua, Maneca to Lonera, Maneca to Lonera, tua. Experiment loaner, but the botan a seco chin, a simple malello experiment, a diamond of pine or kill it, a little machuanchin or sicker. So, the right attitude when you want to watch the mind is to remember the mind is not me, the defilements are not me, all those things that you're
nature,
watching. It's just nature. And you want to understand this nature as it passes. Yeah, just that
it's
normal.
Exactly that, because that the knowing is there, you know, but it's more.
Because you said that you felt heavy today, he says. Then there must be some resistance.
I think it's because you know things were going too fast in the mind. I couldn't see.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's fine. He says the mind is fast and sometimes it can feel unsatisfactory that you cannot see clearly. But in fact, this is the way the mind is. So just accept it. This is how... Yeah, you can't see the mind very like... One by one, like you can see the, you know, objects like body objects or like seeing and hearing, not like that. The mind is very much more fleeting. So to just accept that, that is the way it is. It's subtle, no shape, no color, no size, no place. No place, just happens. You can only know it. So it feels fast. Yeah, but this is the nature of the mind.
Yeah.
So initially, he said, you just have to accept the level at which you can know the mind. And he says, with practice, it will come to the point where it feels like you can know the mind very clearly. Mm-hmm. Mm? But for the moment, you need to accept it as it is.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it will not be so extremely clear, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Even seeing that the mind is so fast, that is an understanding, you know. One of the natures of the mind is that it is very fast, probably the fastest thing in the world, you know. So he says, yeah. Probably to the bota, so probably the right attitude you need is to accept how you see it as it is at that time.
And then I have another question. Yesterday I had that was very interesting. I had a body sensation like a shock, and then I heard the sound. And usually somebody was coughing, but first I got like that, and then I heard it. And usually if it happens here, then I know it starts like that, something is building up, and then the sound comes. But why is it possible to hear it, that it happens also from outside like that?
What do you mean? That it also happens from outside like that?
First, I had the body sensation, and then I heard the sound. Somebody else was coughing.
Yes, and then you said that usually...
I know, when it happens here...
To yourself, right.
But from outside, why is it possible to get first the body sensation and then the sound?
Oh. ချောင်းဆိုးရာကိုသူကချောင်းဆိုးရာမကြသေးဘူးတဲ့သူကခဏကမှနည်းနည်းတင်းလာရင်ဆလာပြီးတော့မှချောင်းဆိုးတာကြားတယ်တဲ့ဘယ်လိုလို့ပြီးတော့စိတ်ကစိတ်မဟုတ်ခဏကဘယ်လိုလို့အရင်သူမချားသေးဘူးဘယ်လိုလို့အရင်
He says the mind
He says the way the mind works, because what we hear is never the sound outside. What we hear is the sound that comes to the ear. And the way contact happens in the mind and body is, you know, when it contacts, then everything happens at once. It's like there's contact and all the other, so there's hearing, and then if there's reaction, everything arises together. But possibly, he says, the reason you feel like one thing happened after the other is because you were paying attention to the body sensations, so you saw the body sensations and then the attention went to the ear. So it feels like one happened after another in time, but the reality is it happens all together. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried to follow Sayadaw's advice about sitting less, because I'm really used to sit a lot in this shamatha style, and it's kind of not so easy to kind of change from shamatha to vipassana style for me. But I did sit less yesterday and today, and the interesting thing, it's really, I feel quite content with less sitting. So, and for example, if I go to eating, usually I eat a lot if I go to a retreat. I'm quite greedy and hungry before the different meals, and this time I don't mind. I'm not much hungry, so there's less grasping and less greed about food than before.
Yeah.
And yesterday evening, for example, I was sitting and listening to the conversation here, and I was totally calm and totally content. There was a strong and very intense heat in my stomach, which became more and more hot. And then a lot of metta came up. And usually I don't like metta meditation. I always think it's so artificial. I have so much resistance so much resistance about people in the room and the world. So there's so many bad people around, not in retreat, but in general.
Right, right.
So I have some resistance about the whole idea of metta meditation. Mm. But yesterday, I loved everybody in the room without any distinction. And it was kind of a strange feeling to me. Mm. Not strange, very nice. And there was almost no ego left. So it was really all about the people, all loved by the people. And I don't know how long this kind of state happened. I think it was kind of timeless. And then step by step it came back to my concentrated, contented mind without this matter. And this kind of very hot stomach kind of cooled down a little bit.
তুই বিয়র উজে বিয়র দলো বে তুই টাইনা শো লাইটে দামে টাইনা শো লা টুজানে রে সেকা জেনা টে সেটি ফিলা রে রে ও ইয়াং ইয়া রে সেটি ফিলা কারাই সই তুই সখান ওয়ে ইয়ান সা রে রে ইয়ান সা জিনে টাইনা মিয়া ব্র ইয়ান
পেমানা ও পেমানা ও আনি ইয়ান কো নে তো লাউসা লু রো
লাউসা লু
ও মা বানিন লো নি ও চা রে চি মা কনসেন্ট্রেট লু চি তো বানিন লো নি ও এনার্জি কো নে কো নো তো সা
Yeah, Sierra says probably in shamatha meditation. He says maybe it uses up a lot of energy, yeah. So you need fuel. So that's why the mind needs to eat, you know, on retreat
like that.
Era tu a elo myo tu ban phyu re tai le bai sa re lo ma khan sa
au
ASSA sa lo ya re na bro ma ni ya di ma tia sit na na thong ni lo bai the ma pu la re de tor tor yi pu la re pi lo pu la la chi ne মিটারে ঠোয়া বোয়া টেক লা রে রে তু ইয়া আ অন রে রে বা পিলো রে
সো
তু মিটা মচাই বা সো তু সিনজা লাই গবা লগা ইয়া মকাও নে লু রে মাই বা লো মিটা বোয়া মা লে এলো মিও তু সেকা তামে মনি আ দি মা খানে মা শি রে লু মা মিও ইয়া নে হো লু রাইং হো ডানু
হো গা থাই না শট খাই না বা চানে চিন নি লে দতি নে নি খাই না আ সাই নাও শট লাই নে তো সেকা ব্যালেন্স যা তো ব্যালেন্স মিয়া তো আ
তু
গা বা লো মিয়া তো আ চিন মা তু
things that maybe when you sit the long hours, there's maybe too much effort, and when you reduce the sitting, it balanced with the other faculties, and so that's why you're feeling this very stable state throughout the day. Yeah, yeah.
And about this meta experience?
Mita pita o.
Da da ba wa do da ma shi de chin mita alu lu phit de. Da dong thong sa nga mita kha ma ma tin mu.
Yeah. This is a very normal response in Vipassana meditation when there is no when the defilement of aversion or dosa is not in the mind, metta is automatically available to the mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dosa is opposite of metta.
Yeah, because the opposite of dosa is metta.
So do da ne de chin ma mita tu da ba wa dai phit.
Yeah. So when the dosa is not present, then metta is automatically possible if you have the right object, you know, for
it.
Yeah, he never teaches metta meditation. And people ask him, why don't you teach metta? He says, I'm not interested in metta, I'm interested in dosa. Because when there's no dosa, metta will always be there. Yeah. So he takes care of the important guy. He says, the guy who's preventing it. So, yeah, once he can move that, then the other fellow, yeah.
အမေမေတ္တာကမ္မထာနဲ့လူတော့လူချို့လူတွေတွက်လို့ပါတယ်တိတ်ချမ်းတဲ့လူတွေကြာမေတ္တာပို့လိုက်နည်းနည်းညင်သွားအဲ့တော့မှသူတို့အာထုတ်လို့ရ
Yeah but he says it's not that metta meditation is not beneficial for some people it's helpful you know maybe some people need to use that if they have very aggressive you know they want to calm themselves
a little bit calm down so into
hallelujah yeah it helps them to then apply themselves to the practice because if they are too agitated they might not be able yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. PB. Yeah. Toma Pioro. Toma Pioro. Toma Pioro. Okay. Okay, Toma Pioro.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
No problem. Don't push. You mean 90 like.